This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into another episode of Five Out.
When you say Five Out, what do you mean by that?
Take a wild guess who we're talking about this week. I'll just tell you, it's Kyrie Irving. And as much as his teammates have come to his defense, Tyler, Matt, and I talked about the reports from Stephon Bondi before all of that came out. Still, we were all skeptical when we saw the news coming from his teammates and contesting the report. We'll explain what happened. We'll also talk about Jason Tatum and his apprehension to play too, and how it's a little bit of a different situation. If you haven't already, you can leave a rating and review for the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at 5OutPod.
And let's get it going.
Look, I'm just trying to be alright with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be alright with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be alright with it, yeah.
I think the best way to describe Kyrie Irving right now is a pissed off teenager. Because what he's proposing now, according to Bondi, is absurd. And then we hear from Matt Barnes that, well, before I get to the Matt Barnes stuff, what Stephon Bondi reported shortly before we started recording the show is that Kyrie has urged Nets players to skip the bubble recently in a separate group chat. And in the chat, he proposed that players could start their own league. I knew he was a businessman. I didn't know he knew that much about business. On top of that, guys, Matt Barnes is saying that Kyrie, and he says to Steven Jackson, who also defended Kyrie for him. He's been calling Steven Jackson a ton since George Floyd died. And what Matt Barnes said, and I think Perk brought it up at some point too, was that Barnes heard Kyrie wanted to go to Orlando to support his team, which that was reported by Woj, but then they didn't let him. So then he flipped the script on them and all the talking about giving up everything. We all knew that Kyrie was – like, different is always the way I guess we described it, and that he just was a little out there, but he was still smart. I don't know, Matt, if I would define him as smart anymore.
He's not different. He's an asshole.
I mean, to call him something like that.
I can't believe he wanted to go support his teammates. What happened to supporting his Celtics teammates when they were in Game 7? But he had a nose procedure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, but in fairness, people can learn, people can change, and you know, we all make mistakes.
I mean... Well, obviously, this got leaked because a player leaked this, right? Yeah, because it was.
Or at least the player told somebody outside of the group chat otherwise, and then they told Bondi. I don't know.
And I'm guessing they told them because it's so ludicrous. Start their own league?
How does that make any sense?
I don't even know what that even means. Start your own league.
Ty, do you think that's the XFL version of the NBA?
Or
NBA?
Maybe they're doing a 2K My League with Ty.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. You can get in on that, Ty.
I hope Kyrie Irving was smoking a fat blunt while he threw this idea out there, because there's no way you can be sober and throw this idea out there. The man has a contract, a guaranteed contract. You know what that is? That's a legally binding agreement that says that you work for me for this dollar price and you can't work for anyone else. You can't just like ignore a contract and go start your own basketball league. Like, this guy is not stupid, but like, he's brilliantly dumb. Like, he makes like really like far-fetched ideas like the flat earth, and now you think he's basically — him and Avery Bradley are starting this thing called the Players Coalition, where they want a more affirmative action for black minority head coaches and executives, and now he wants to start his own basketball league. Like, this guy is just, every day he comes up with new stuff that sounds like The Onion wrote the headline, and it ends up being true.
I mean, there was that, what was that Onion headline? That Kyrie doesn't want him to play in the bubble. He wants him to play in an alternate reality or alternate universe or something like that. And how about Game of Zones, guys? We saw the whole Kyrie takedown of the media Dell and all this crap, and like Stephen A. Smith was in and all these different guys. This is not far off from what we saw, and I cannot believe how close Bleacher Report was on all of this. And I don't get how I'm starting to struggle saying that he's smart anymore, because at some point it's like you're smart, sure, but like to come to these conclusions, it doesn't make any sense. Like, where was this? Where I get being a voice for the voiceless. Like, some people have portrayed it as that, and that's fair. And I think Avery Bradley's doing that, and I'm sure Dwight Howard is trying to do that too. And I get it that – I get how you can come to that decision on their end. I don't agree with it. I think some people who have – like Stephen A. Smith, who's spoken pretty eloquently about it, I think he raises the points of why when the league gets going again, you got to play. But now when a detail like this comes out from Kyrie – I mean, Matt, if I'm Avery Bradley, I'm like, how does anything for me look good on this end? I think Bradley's got the right approach, but having Kyrie on your side, I don't think helps anymore.
Well, I think Perk called him out too, because Kyrie said that he was willing to walk away from basketball to go take on this.
Yeah.
And Perk's point was true. He's like, well, don't like threaten it. Go do it. If that's what you really feel, go do it then. If that's important to you, and I agree. Like,
Maya yes, Moore, I agree
I guess
too.
Maya Moore did it. So
apparently,
if you're going to threaten to do it, then you ain't really about it. Go do it then.
Yeah, that's what I think. Ty, I think Bomani Jones actually tweeted that out and said that I'm paraphrasing here, something to the effect of, I've never heard where somebody that's going to do that says it beforehand. They just do it and then it happens afterwards and we find out about it then.
No, it's like, and it goes back to your point, Nick, of saying that he's like a spoiled little kid right now. Because he's threatening to walk away, like, you know, exactly, like, it's making it about him.
Yeah, and now all three of us are on Team LeBron, Ty. Now we all, because he's the one that wants the game to get going, and
I don't like it, but I have to support my man LeBron James in this. It's LeBron versus Kyrie, and Kyrie is always going to lose out in this scenario. LeBron is proving that he didn't even want to be on this call that Kyrie led last Friday. There was like 80 players on it. LeBron didn't even want to waste his time like going to it and trying to present a counter to this. Like he knew it was a complete waste. So yeah, I respect LeBron for that. I mean, but Kyrie and Avery Bradley are trying to be a voice for players who I guess are reluctant to speak up for a fear of backlash. Like if you don't have the balls to speak up about concerns with your job, and this type of stuff with Black Lives Matter and safety and payment and like the amenities at the hotel, if you're concerned about the backlash of these concerns, then like, sorry, that's your fault. You don't have the balls to say it. Like, that, I don't think that Kyrie Irving and Avery Bradley need to be the voice for this. I don't think this group is as big as everyone thinks it is. Like,
I don't think so either.
How many players are scared to speak up that Kyrie has to do it for them?
Well, I don't know. I more so mean I don't know how many guys actually agree with Kyrie and Dwight Howard and Avery Bradley necessarily. But I do.
Not many.
But yes, but Ty, I mean, there are young guys. If they just start out in the league and they start speaking out and they start disrupting things, I'm sure there's some level of fear of as much as it's the NBA versus the NFL. There's probably some fear of we don't want to get blackballed like Kaepernick did. We don't want to deal with something like that. And the NBA, I don't think would necessarily do that with how much it's grown as a league and how progressive it is. But I can understand why with just a young guy in general, how you'd be apprehensive about ruffling feathers, because you're supposed to just shut up, do your thing, and don't cause any issues.
Yeah, I understand about making like a statement to the media and a scrum and being afraid to speak your mind on that sense, but this is Kyrie Irving talking about players in a private conference call with your 200 other employees. True. In this case, there is only 80. And so there's only 80 other players who probably agree with Kyrie on this. And Kyrie is saying, oh, there's players out there that are afraid to speak their concerns because of fear of backlash. So me and Avery Bradley are going to do it for them. So is Kyrie and Avery Bradley the only two players in this group that want like affirmative action for more minority hires in the league and the NBA to announce partnerships with black-owned like vendors and stuff? Like, there's like, when did this return for the NBA move from safety and money and try and Damian Lillard about a competitive advantage to now all about trying to create social justice change with the NBA partnerships? Like, why is Kyrie trying to hijack this shit? This is ridiculous.
Well, I think you mean, see, and that's where I like Avery Bradley and the proposal that he talked about with Woj. And again, that just came out before we started recording the show too. The change that he's talking about, I don't blame them for trying to use this time to now bring that to the forefront. That's fine with me. And I don't necessarily think, again, sitting out is the resolution, but talking to the league about it and making those changes. My issue with Kyrie is kind of along the lines of, and this is where sometimes I get apprehensive with these things. With Kaepernick, right, we got caught up in, I got caught up in, I didn't think that Kaepernick started doing all this originally because of the police brutality and things like that. I thought it was more he was upset that he wasn't playing, so he sat down during the national anthem. With Kyrie Irving, I look at his situation, and it's he's upset because of what Barnes said, because he wanted to travel. Now he's not being allowed to travel. He's not going to get all those amenities and whatnot that got down there. I don't want to get lost in that, and that's why I think it's important to separate what Avery Bradley's doing. Even though I don't agree with the idea of not playing in Orlando, it's different than what I think Kyrie's doing, especially based on what Bondi is reporting now.
I've already told you. I just – Kyrie's too gone right now. I don't even know what the hell he's arguing for. I think what Avery Bradley's doing is at least using his platform the right way. Kyrie just is making it about him. I actually am Team LeBron during all this thing because, like LeBron said, I can still do my job and still be a social advocate on all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yep.
And, you know, you can't skip your – at the end of the day, these dudes are making money. Kyrie's making money. Mm-hmm. These dudes are making millions of dollars. And that's your job. Go do it. If the NBA wants you to do it, you sign that contract.
The thing that I get annoyed with is the distraction conversation and all this. You don't want to have a distraction. That's what Dwight Howard has said quite a bit. And I think that's kind of the whole platform for Bradley too. And if we get, especially if we just get one sport back, how much of a distraction is it really? I mean, as people in the media tie, we're going to have to be paying attention to, well, you may not have to pay attention as much to the Western Conference or some of the other teams. You'll want to watch it, but I'm going to be paying attention to everything that's going on because it's part of my job as a basketball writer. But in general, the average fan, Matt, are you going to necessarily watch, I don't know, if it's Grizzlies, Suns, are you going to be watching that necessarily?
Is that a real question?
Okay. So I'm just trying to prove a point here. People are not going to be distracted 24/7 by basketball just because it comes back. The Black Lives Matter movement is a lot of momentum right now.
And if you're on that platform and people are so quote unquote distracted, they're going to be watching you, and it's a way to, again, use your platform.
Yeah. And Ty, like, I know you talked about it, maybe it was last week or the week before. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, and the Black Lives Matter movement has taken over the focus of the country right now, as much as now COVID's kind of making a comeback, I guess. And not, I don't mean that in a good way at all, but now it's kind of coming back to the forefront a little bit more. Those are still, issues number one and number two on pretty much everybody's mind right now. No?
Yes and no. Like, I don't think anyone's talking about COVID really with the NBA's return anymore. It seems like it got buried, and now it's about all Black Lives Matter, or really just the restriction of the movement in the bubble. But back to the thing about the distraction, like, that makes no sense to me at all, because nobody on Sports Talk Radio is talking about, really, most of the time we're not talking about these race-related protests or the social justice, you know, stuff that's going on, only if a player is walking in the protest and, like, has something to say that they post on social media, like Jaylen Brown was doing the Instagram Live. We would play audio from that. Like, if these guys tweet something or say something to the media pregame or in the postgame press conference, which will probably be on a Zoom now, if they say something in these press conference and the media availabilities, that's when sports radio will talk about it. We're not going to talk about Kyrie Irving going on a protest in Atlanta for 2 hours because, A, there's no sound of it. B, he's not talking to the media about it. So, and what is there to talk about? But if Kyrie Irving shares his thoughts, which are usually fraudulent or misguided, then we can actually react to it because they'll be in print or they'll be in audio. So how is it a distraction that they're going to be, they could be protesting or playing? you can play and do your protests by kneeling during the anthem or by talking to the media and expressing your thoughts, which is then going to be shared in outlets across the world. Like, has this guy not thought about any of these things he's saying once the proposal league? That makes no sense.
No, I think
the distraction, that makes no sense at all. Like, on the surface, these are like things that make no sense at all, have no logic.
I think Kyrie's just in the idea of you can't do like something important. I know I've been guilty of this in the past, where you get something that's really important in your life and it's like the most important thing. It's really like, whether it could be a job interview, anything like that. It's like, this is the most important thing, and it's right around the corner, or it's at the forefront of my life, and I have to drop everything, and I can't do anything else right now to distract me from this. And then what ends up happening is I do nothing other than what works towards that. But there's so much time in the day and so much else going on. I literally do nothing with that time. I did that when I was a kid, when I was like in my early 20s. Now I'm almost fucking 30. That's great.
Scary.
Jeez. But that's what I mean. Like, you as an adult, how do you not see that you have to juggle a lot of things? What's going to happen if you continue to have no NBA? People are not going to entertain themselves. Let me ask you, have you guys been watching Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, other things like that in the course of things?
I've watched it here and there. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, so then you can move some of that out, and then you can watch the NBA.
I also think whatever sport, NFL, NHL, whatever, MLB, I won't even count them because they're just gone. But
what was that?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You cut out, Matt. I can't hear you. What was that?
But I'm saying we could go down that rabbit hole of how they've mishandled that. But I'm saying
this is
a great chance, if you can get it going, to take a big jump, right? Because you'd be the first sports team to – or sports, you know,
league,
to come back. League to come back, yeah. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of pressure on the NBA in Adam Silver to get it done. But obviously now there's a lot of issues with players. And I don't know. It just seems like an absolute mess. And now it makes me wonder – will they have a season?
I thought that at first, but now that, you know, we've heard from John Wall is on Kyrie's side. John Wall's not playing. We heard from Kyrie. We've heard from Avery Bradley. But then there are other guys. Austin Rivers is on LeBron's side.
It's what Pat Bev said, right?
Yeah, well, Pat Bev's like, if LeBron wants to play, then we're playing. And it's true. It's so true. I mean, there's no question about it. And I'm not even in the slightest bit upset about it. And LeBron can go and use his platform. There's no question about it. He was doing it before, and now it's at the forefront. Everybody's going to want to put a mic in his face now more than ever, because he's on the title run.
And it's like you said, during your day, how many things you juggle, look like you're a human being. You can do your job and still, you know, advocate.
Exactly. You know what I think's interesting, too, in all this? A guy who's been tweeting out here and there, but obviously was the first active player that attended any of these protests was Jaylen Brown, and we haven't heard anything from him on this front whatsoever. Ty, do you think that just because Kyrie is on one side that he will automatically take the opposite?
No, he'll take the logical side, which is the side Kyrie's never on. So,
so yes.
So yeah, I think Jaylen is a guy who sees that he can do both, like LeBron. Like, I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out. But Jaylen, I think maybe I have a theory that he's talking to Jackie Mack recently, because Jackie Mack's been saying that. I talked to a veteran who sees, like a veteran in the NBA who sees that they could use. They could play every day and use this platform that they've never had before every single day and present this message worldwide. And that could be Jaylen Brown, because Jaylen Brown is a guy who knows that action is what can be used to create change in this world. It's not just yelling on Twitter or like being the loudest guy on the conference call like Kyrie Irving is. Like, he understands what has to be done. So, I mean, Jaylen Brown, I think there's a reason he hasn't come out and said it, because he's probably doing something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you're on that side, too, you know LeBron wants it. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Is Jaylen Brown been at the Celtics facility or no?
I have not seen any video of him at the facility. Obviously, I can't go. I haven't heard anything yet regarding that. We've seen Hayward, Taco Tatum. Fall. I don't know.
Tatum.
That's right. Tatum has been there too. I know in Sham's report of everything, Jaylen Brown has to be back by the 23rd, unless he left the country. Yeah. Then he was supposed to be back as of Monday. So that was with, and we'll get into some of the, we'll look at some of those rules in a minute. But you bring up Tatum, and Bondi also reported, and we'd seen. See, now I recall seeing his name brought up when you mentioned it to me, Matt. But I don't remember seeing that there was like sources said that Tatum has expressed concerns. Now Bondi is reporting it. We know for sure, at least based on what Bondi's saying in the New York Daily News, that Tatum is concerned about playing because he's going to be up for a new, you know, an extension and everything like that. Obviously, if he gets hurt, that would impact things immensely. Donovan Mitchell, we had heard from Shams after, I think it was that call with Kyrie where he expressed, you know, talk of insurance or at some level. I get this one, but at the same time, I don't know if I would take that approach. But we're talking about a lot of money is going to be on the line, Matt, for these guys. How do you feel about Tatum possibly not playing?
Yeah, that would suck. I guess his concern is better than, I don't know, Kyrie's. But to me, you could get hurt at any point, so I don't understand. Is he really worried about getting hurt or getting COVID-19?
I mean, if you're worried about getting COVID-19, then I don't blame you.
That's a legit excuse. If you want to say that, then I'm fine. Because obviously, we're still in an environment where this is still spreading and all that stuff. But if you're afraid of getting an injury, you could get an injury at any possible time. Like,
but they're more prone. In fairness, they're definitely more prone to getting injured now.
Because they haven't been doing stuff.
Exactly, and I mean,
don't they have plenty of time to ramp up? Isn't this why it's not starting?
Tatum's already working out at the facility, but the thing is that one thing that really jumped out to me was they can't start group workouts until they head down to Florida, and it's between
quarantine, right?
It's like July 9th, 10th area where they can then start working out as a group. So that's one of the rules that jumped out to me that Shams has laid out on The Athletic. That's not a lot of time to get back in a rhythm. I don't know how that's going to work in the Celtics' favor necessarily either way.
Yeah, it doesn't sound ideal.
Ty, it's also not ideal for everybody, right?
Yeah, and I think Tatum, if he's concerned about it, I think that's logical. I mean, the guy is probably getting a $100 million payday, $150 million, and of course he's probably going to have a fear of losing it due to injury. Now, if he was like James Harden and said like, hey, I don't want to come back because I'm worried about, you know, about the pandemic, that's one thing. But if he actually was willing to sit out because of the fear of the injury, then like, I mean, you have to rip him for it. But just for him to say like, yeah, I'm worried about losing it because of the injury. I mean, the guy's got a lottery ticket waiting for him if he finishes the season healthy in the next 2 months. Like, yeah, he's going to get a $150 million lottery ticket. If he gets hurt, then he goes down probably half that at least, you know. But I understand where he's coming from.
When you look at it right now, it could be a negotiation tactic on his part, on Donovan Mitchell's part, to ensure that, all right, I'm going to go play. And see, now Donovan Mitchell, I can understand him looking at it saying, well, I don't know how good our chances are to necessarily even come out of the West. Whereas for the Celtics, they have a legitimate shot to go and win it. I mean, with everything win the East. Obviously, the Bucks are still the favorite, but things can happen. This is a different setup than we're used to. But my point is that right now you got to go hard with some of this stuff to negotiate and get yourself taken care of. So it's the only reason why I'm not so quick to necessarily jump at Tatum on this, because if you just go and say, guys, I'm kind of worried about this, can we talk about insurance? What are they going to say? No. Like, what are you being? Get out of here. What are you being soft for? Get out of here. No. If you come in hot, then they'll be willing to talk, I would think, at least. But Tatum's situation, we can agree. Tatum's situation far different than Kyrie's and even Avery Bradley's and Dwight Howard's too. The other thing too that's gotten brought up in all this, and CJ McCollum touched on it, Matt, was how they have to be mindful. The players have to be mindful. If they don't play, if there aren't games, this is totally going to screw up the CBA, and owners can then take more control or whatever, and then it puts the players, all the players in general, in a weird spot. And I'm sure guys like Tatum, at the same time where he's saying, I'm worried about playing, if he's not playing and then a lot of other guys start to follow suit, they're going to run into problems. And I think some of the business stuff, there are guys who know this shit better. CJ McCollum, maybe one of them. I know Garrett Temple is one of them from the Brooklyn Nets.
I mean, that would definitely be an absolute disaster if that happens, because you're right. The CBA, TV money, all that stuff goes right down the toilet. And the guys, honestly, who don't make a lot of money, but the guys right. who don't make the big bucks definitely get hurt the most. I actually had a side question. What is Kyrie's standing in the Players Association?
He is a vice president. They have a few of them.
Does that mean do they have to vote him when Chris Paul leaves?
Yes. They voted him in.
He's the next president.
No, they voted him in as vice. No, there are multiple vice presidents. I think Andre Iguodala is the first vice president, and then there's a couple other officers, and then it's like 3 to 6 VPs.
And does Chris Paul is he the president until he retires or whenever he doesn't want to do it anymore?
I think he can decide he doesn't want to do it anymore too. I think that's an option there.
For the love of God, do not vote him in as the president, Kyrie. Holy smokes.
It's a great point. How did he get in this position? I mean, guys know that he's different. I mean, John Wall even said it when he was on with Caron Butler that he's different with his flat earth stuff. Now, that's not, like you said, Matt, that's not what Kyrie is anymore. He's not different.
That's
he's
why you
crazy.
Don't want that. Yeah, you don't want that guy. The fact that he has any power in the Players Association is wild to me because LeBron should be in there. I mean, I know LeBron overall has the biggest voice, but he should already be in there anyway.
Well, I think that what's kind of important with the Players Association is you don't want to just have stars. And in LeBron's case, he's the biggest name. He's someone you probably don't want making decisions. Whereas Kyrie is also someone who you don't want making decisions. I get Chris Paul's there.
I'd rather have LeBron in there than Kyrie. That's
fair. But if you look at it, I think it's Andre Iguodala, who's a name, but he's not on Chris Paul's level even in terms of career resume and everything as much as he's won. Then Garrett Temple's in there. Bismack Biyombo, I believe, is in there. Jaylen Brown is in there. There are a couple other guys who are like middle of the pack guys. I'm just doing off the top of my head. So I think those are the kind of guys that you want to have in those positions. Where even more so, Kyrie Irving, not someone who I would vote in there necessarily. I don't want a star guy being the one who has a huge voice and saying we're in terms of the Players Association and what gets done there. I'm fine with having a huge voice. I mean, that's just the way it is. You don't have control over that. But like you said, Players Association. Voting for him, it must have been the young guys that voted him in. There's no way the vets did, right?
I would hope not. I mean, especially after this. I mean, he's just so out there that it doesn't make any sense. So that's why I was curious about that when you brought up.
Well, maybe Ty, he can go become the president of his own Players Association and be the commissioner of his own league. You'd like that.
I feel like Kyrie Irving watches InfoWars with Alex Jones. Like, he is just a way out there type of guy. But I can see why he would get elected by the players because he probably promised them everything. Like, oh, you want to get a better plane? Like, I'll make Adam Silver give it to us. These greedy-ass owners, like, they'll give us whatever they want. I'll fight for it. I bet he, like, just guaranteed all these younger players a better, I guess, so-called life in the NBA and told them what they wanted to hear. I mean, he can speak and he can say a lot of shit that is way out there, but I bet he just sold a bunch of things that he probably couldn't come through on.
Bag of goods.
Yeah. Sold him a bag of goods. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
I got you. I cannot impress upon people enough, whenever you see a Kyrie Irving story and you get the feeling that there's a quote in there, if you go, don't just look at the headline. Look at what he says, because usually – They're paragraphs. They're like, we're not paragraphs. I'm saying they're friggin' essays, okay? And we transcribe them. We have to listen back to them. Read them, because you will see, and this is where I struggle with so much, where he's smart, because it's like sometimes he says things, it's like, okay, I see where he's going, and then he'll take a hard left and to crazy town, and he just starts saying things that don't make any sense. Like he took – one thing like this, he found this small thread and he's like, oh, if I keep pulling it, I'm going to find the logic. And he just keeps unraveling. And then there's nothing left there anymore. And you just wasted your time. So when everybody wants to think Kyrie knows what's best, he's super smart, all these different things, look at what he's actually saying. And the stuff where you're like, I don't understand what he's saying. Well, guess what? Most people don't. Smart people don't, because he's not saying anything. He's just trying to use big words to sound smart. And the more you talk, like I am right now, the smarter you supposedly sound. And that's not how it worked. But everybody thinks that's how it works with Kyrie Irving. And that's where, Matt, like, do you read this when you know he has a quote? Well, you know already, right? So
I mean, to be honest with you, like when that just broke, the Twitter thing of him saying we can start our own league, it doesn't even shock me because it's just so like ridiculous. I don't get him. But the thing that pisses me off is that I wish if he was using this platform to, you know, for social justice, all this, which is obviously a really big cause and that it does need a change.
Yes.
I just always wonder, like, it's about him at the end. I just know him. He's selfish. He's a selfish asshole. It's about him. At the end of the day, like you said, you can use big words, whatever the hell you want. I always just look at it and be like, how does this benefit him? And how does this benefit his own brand or how whacked he is? Because it's all about him. It's never about the little people. It ain't.
Yeah, I think Matt Barnes exposed him if Perkins hadn't done it already beforehand. And by the way, I just want to report that Matt said he was not surprised, Ty, but I think you can confirm this for me. In the group chat when I sent you guys the tweet from Stefan Bondi, Matt said, wow. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when someone's surprised, wow is a typical response, no?
Yes, almost shocked, I would say.
Oh, see? So there you go. So, Matt, you lied.
I guess shocked that he couldn't keep going down this rabbit hole.
Well, you know, when you think of Kyrie Irving, you think of Matt Medeiros,
yeah,
too.
I guess. He was already this deep in the rabbit hole, and I just didn't think he'd go any deeper.
Okay, how far do you think he will take this? I have no idea.
Your own league. All right.
See, just in terms of, well, not just that rabbit, just all the craziness. Like, what's the next step?
I want his plan. I want his step plan. I would ask him, what's your step plan to create your own league? What gym are you using? Who's the GM? Who's the owner? Is he the owner?
He's got to be the commissioner, right?
He's the commissioner. It's like Ty said, you have a contract with the NBA, you moron. You can't create your own friggin' league.
And if
invite me. I want to do the scoreboard or something.
Do you even, Ty, when you said that before, do you think he's that stupid where he thinks the players would create their own league and he would still get the money from the Brooklyn Nets if he didn't play at all? Like, actively decided to not play?
Yeah, I don't think he's thought that far. I mean, like, theoretically down the road, he could get LeBron in like a year or two when his contract expires, but like, he literally cannot play basketball right now and profit off it. Like, it's against his contract and all of their contracts. Like, it can happen. And they would go to court, and they would be sued for it if they made any profits. Like, they literally can't use their own name and profit off it, like, in a professional basketball league that's not the NBA.
So if he really – because obviously this is far-fetched, but even if he wanted to go down this rabbit hole, which he already is, and he'll continue to go, so he could actually do his own league. He just couldn't – they couldn't make any money off it. Because that means they couldn't put it on – they'd have to pay for it to go on TV. They have to use their own money, right?
The TVs and radio stations pay for the rights to broadcast the game, so that's where he could make money.
But that's what Ty says. That you can't make money, right?
I guess so.
They
yeah.
Could just put it on his, they could just well, he'd put be on in his court. Instagram story.
Yeah, there you go. I think what Kyrie's thinking of is something that's called pickup. But, I mean, that's only what – that's got two syllables in it, so it's probably not in his vocabulary anymore. But, Ty, I think really what we've learned now is that you need to be his business manager in all of this. Kevin Durant has Rich Kleiman. Kyrie Irving needs Tyler Devitt, and then he'll have everything resolved.
My first move would be, okay, you've said two things that should force you to retire tomorrow. You said you will give it all up and for social change.
Oh, my God!
So why not retire tomorrow? There's nothing preventing Kyrie Irving from announcing his retirement right now. So
that's
prove it.
So true.
Prove that you're for the cause and say, I don't want to deal with the NBA. I have a platform of millions of followers on social media. I can do this with my platform right now. I know he's trying to use the NBA, but if you're serious about this, retire tomorrow.
If you want to propose
your own basketball league, retire tomorrow.
This is the second instance of him saying, I'm just going to walk away. I didn't even think about it like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Start my own league, yeah.
Kyrie Irving should retire tomorrow. If he doesn't retire tomorrow, he's a fraud.
I think he's already a fraud, just to be clear.
I don't I mean, realistically, if he did retire, say Ty, I know this is probably stupid talk.
Yeah,
but
walk away, whatever,
like,
yeah.
Do you think he can honestly start his own league? Like, be real. Do you think players would actually go and join his league? Like, would retire also? Like, come on.
he might be able to join like the big three or something if he retired and play like after his contract expires with them or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm no lawyer, obviously, but I just don't think there's any legal way he could start a competition to the NBA while still under contract with them. It's just there's no way possible.
I also saw it on another basketball related story that big the basketball tournament is happening.
Oh, yeah, it is.
TBT, yeah.
Yeah. Which I didn't read too much into it.
In Georgia.
Is it happening in Georgia? I think so. Right?
Yeah.
Because I saw only – the reason I was saying this is I saw Joe Johnson's playing in it. He's playing on Overseas Elite.
Really?
Yeah. And that's kind of like the biggest name I think I've seen playing that. I know he's old and retired and all that stuff, but he's still nice.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. I mean, he almost got a shot out of the big three. He was getting a shot.
Yes.
I totally forgot about the big three and all this, too. So he has an example of another league with names that, you know, there are some guys who I'm sure that are complete no names, but there are other. I mean, Mike Bibby was in that league. There are names that we all kind of cared about, and it was backed by Ice Cube, and it's got coaches of, you know, like, wasn't Dr. J a coach of a team or something like that?
I think Charles Oakley was a coach, too.
Okay, yeah. And was Gary Payton a coach in that, too?
Yep.
Kenya Martin was. I know that. But anyways, you have names attached to the league. And, yeah, it's still around. But is it really doing all that much? No, it's not. I mean, we were only going to watch it because of the pandemic. That's it.
So, Ty, do you know anything about the basketball? You obviously know it's in Georgia. But like, how are they doing it? Like, I guess what I just can't.
Well, if it's in Georgia, that explains it right there. They don't give a shit.
Exactly. But I'm saying, like, obviously, they don't have as much rules and regulations as the NBA, as that list that you sent us, which was absolutely crazy. You can't pee in the same toilet as someone or something.
What are the odds that Shams just copied and pasted the document that he got? By the way, my god,
he absolutely did.
That's the longest document I've ever read in my life.
That is a friggin' novel, and I took some stuff, you know, some notes off it for our Google Doc, but I didn't even put the whole thing, and he had like a blurb at the top too. Jeez, man.
Every time someone different touches the ball, you got to put some hand sanitizer.
Yeah, so hold on. One quick thing. The basketball tournament's actually in Columbus, Ohio. It was Savannah, Georgia that was trying to get it. I saw a video from their governor that was, like, trying to get it. I don't know what they're going to do in terms of, like, the play. And I mean, the NBA guidelines are crazy. I don't know what the TBT or the basketball tournament, whatever you want to call it, they're doing. But the NBA guidelines are absurd. And the first one you mentioned about the licking your hands and – you can't touch the mouth guard.
Yeah.
And you can't really touch your face at all. Like, Gordon Hayward are screwed.
My thing, though, with that, Ty, is like, how is that in the document? If all these dudes are in a bubble and they're testing negative for corona, why does it matter if you touch your mouth?
I don't get that.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
If you're in a bubble, right, and everybody's getting tested every day and no one has it, why can't I touch my mouth?
Right, so if I'm guarding you in the post, Matt, you can sweat on me, but I can't lick my own hand. Yeah.
That is just so absurd. If we're doing that, then let's not play. I'm just saying, if you have to do that as a rule, don't play. It's obviously not safe.
But you know what?
It makes no
sense. The problem with this is this whole coronavirus thing. I'm not a doctor. Whatever. But it goes state by state. I went to New Hampshire a couple weekends ago. No one's got a mask on in any store. I'm the only asshole with a mask on. No one's got a mask on. Hey, man, live free and die. I'm the only asshole walking around with a mask on. You go to Maine, I watched on Twitter, they're playing AU games.
Are they really?
Yep.
Yeah, swear to God, AU games. It's just like, it's a free-for-all. So I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know what's serious. I mean, I'll listen to Fauci. If you can't social distance and you're in like, a supermarket, put a mask on. If you're outside,
right.
I don't wear a mask. But I don't know. I'm telling you, it's wild state by state. That's why they're going to be able to do the NBA thing in Florida, because Florida has no rules.
No, then that's why they had the uptick in their cases, and Texas had the same thing. I had to make a note, so I have to mention at the beginning of this that Matt is not a doctor and Ty is not a lawyer. Please try not to impersonate any other professions that require a PhD or a master's for the rest of the episode, okay? Because we're going to get in trouble.
All statements are my own. Sorry.
I'm just
disclaimer.
Mine are just observations of how crazy state by state, this stuff is it's unbelievable.
Kind of sounded like a doctor to me. It's just, you know, just be a little careful, all right?
My opinions are not that of WEI or any of my bosses. They are my own.
Okay, good to know. I hate when people put that on their Twitter bio. It's like, these opinions are my own. Why? No, you know what? Matt Medeiros' opinions are that of BMC Durfee High School. He doesn't work there. He never went there. But
and Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, and Dr. Fauci. Yeah. So dumb.
My favorite one is retweets are not endorsements. It's like, okay, you're like redefining what a retweet is. Like, just don't put that in your bio. Just don't.
Yeah, jeez. And Matt, stop moving around your freaking phone. For the love of God, act like a professional for once.
No one can see it,
but guess what? They can hear it because I can hear it. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. But anyways, so there's a multi-phase plan that Shams has drawn out for everybody on at The Athletic. If you guys don't have it, we're going to go through some. Well, I mean, look, the biggest thing is that the Raptors are going straight to Naples. There's no group workouts until they get there in July. That's like early July. Teams fly down to Florida around the 7th or the 9th. It's going to vary case by case. Random anti-drug testing will resume, but only for SPEDs and diuretics. No testing will be done for recreational substances, but players remain subject to discipline for possession or use of prohibited recreational substances. And this is how you know that Shams copied and pasted this shit. Note, recreational use of marijuana is not legal in the state of Florida. So, no fun to be had on that.
That's actually not a law in Florida. No, the laws they got in Florida? Wow.
Yeah, right?
I bet you cocaine's legal there. Florida has no rules. I'm surprised. I am very shocked that is.
Yeah.
If no one sees it, it's legal. That's the state law in Florida.
Ty knows better than freaking anybody. He lived there.
Oh my God.
Stand your ground, right?
Florida.
I'm talking crap about Florida. Ty just lives there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't rep Florida. I will never rep Florida. Fuck Florida.
One of the other big things is if a player players apparently they will not be prevented from leaving the NBA campus, but the expectation is that all players will remain on the campus. Then the next rule is if a player leaves without prior approval upon reentry, he will be subjected to enhanced testing. So I guess they're going to be tested, and the swab's not going to be as invasive. But if you
what's enhanced? Do they describe what enhanced?
That means it including nasopharyngeal, which why am I trying to read that? It says deep nasal swab testing. So basically, they're going to touch your brain.
One sucks.
Yeah. So for Dwight Howard, it's going to be real deep.
So if that's the rule, and they're not allowed to leave the Disney, you know, resort wherever the hell they're staying, does that mean they have like security watching them at all times?
I'm sure that I did not see anything about security, but I think that they have to just check in with people and say, hey, I'm going to be gone for a little bit and go from there. That's not specified here.
That's where it gets sketchy if you're just guys are just going off and doing whatever.
I also
watched a video of James Harden. Actually, no, I won't even go.
That's
Oh, no. It had nothing to do with basketball. Maybe that's an off-the-show thing. I can tell you what happened. It was funny.
Oh, talking about how there's a certain business that he can't partake in while he's down there, and him and Kawhi are probably going to be a little bit bothered. Yes, well, I mean,
he can do it.
Yes,
there's a way he can do it. The NBA is allowing 35 people to come into the bubble per team. He could take two or three personal strippers with him down to Miami or Orlando, and it could be on the team limit.
Well, he actually gets everybody's going to get a guest room. Like you can bring family or whatever. So as long as it's not your agent.
Wait, so how many people can they bring down?
Well, teams can bring 35, but then they're going to have a guest room per player. So they have a player room, and then they'll have like their family room. And I mean, again, they specify it cannot be an agent. That is the only person that you cannot have there.
And then I wonder, like, are they testing the families every day? Like, this is just, I don't know. This is so much.
There are rules with the family too. As I go through the timeline in phase five, that's when we're going to see scrimmages. So we're actually going to get games. Sort of, they're going to have three scrimmages against other teams. That'll be in the week of July 22nd to the 29th, and then the following week is when we're going to actually get games. Woj has been saying that the dates moved up now to July 30th. And, of course, we're going to get the seeding games. There's supposed to be eight of those. And if necessarily play-in games, then the normal playoff format. From there, what?
Sorry. I was just thinking about that video my brother put on Twitter about Kyrie Irving. I can't.
Yeah, where he added us in. I mean, it was funny, but there are certain things that your brother said in there where we can't go and retweet it because he kind of went off. But, yeah.
Because he just tweeted again at him. That's why I was just saying
that. Oh, jeez. Okay. Oh, he's upset with Kyrie again. A couple random things that the – actually, here's the player guest rules. Okay, so 17 guest room max for teams. Players flip the bills for the rooms, but not for the food and not for COVID testing. Agents aren't eligible unless they're family. Player guests who leave the NBA campus will not be permitted to return. So they're the only ones that are on real lockdown, I guess, when you look at it. But then there are a couple of random things. Hotel amenities. Now, this is where, again, the players are all worried about not having the freedom to go other places and whatnot. You really think the league's not going to take care of you guys? I mean, Christ, when we used to go on road trips, we would bring video game consoles with us and we'd play in our hotel rooms. You're the NBA. They're going to have shit for you. And proof right here, hotel amenities, player lounge, which includes NBA 2K, TVs, other gaming, pool, trails, barbers, manicurists, and pedicurists. I mean,
yeah, they're going to be all hooked up. Gordon Hayward's happy. You can play all the video games you want.
Exactly. 24-hour VIP concierge. I'm not quite certain what concierge means. I will have to ask Kyrie Irving.
And I saw the resorts, by the way. I think they're supposed to stay in. They're really nice resorts.
Yeah, especially the Celtics one. So they are going to be the hotels were based on seating. So the Bucks, Lakers, Raptors, Clippers, Celtics, Nuggets, Jazz, and Heat are staying at the Grand Destino, which I guess is the best one.
It's really nice, yeah.
Okay, so I know Chris Grenham from Forbes tweeted out pictures of the Celtics hotel. So if anybody wants to know what it looks like, at least on the outside, it looks impressive. Matt knows. He's probably stayed there a few times. The Grand Floridian, which is going to host the Thunder, Sixers, Rockets, Pacers, Mavericks, Nets, Grizzlies, Magic, which I'm surprised. Oh, so the Nets are in that one. Okay.
So
and then,
the only one I was confused about, though, Friar, is the last one that you're about to say. Is that
the Yacht Club.
And the reason I'm saying that is I wonder, is Disney shutting down all their other resorts while this is happening? Because the Yacht Club is actually – and Ty's shaking his head no, which I agree with you.
Nope.
I don't think they are either. The Yacht Club is attached to if you have been the boardwalk in Disney, the boardwalk, it's like a bunch of different hotels. There's literally like five or six different hotels that all, and it's, you know, if you're on the Yacht Club, it's easy to go for a walk and stuff like that. So I'm saying like they're going to be around more people. Same with the Grand Floridian. If it's a big ass hotel, unless they're shutting it off to everybody else. So that's where I wonder. In cases like that, how well they'll be able to be in a quote-unquote bubble because Disney's going to have other people there.
Right. Yeah. I just think you just got to commit to it at some point. And some of these guys, you're not going to be there for long. I mean, the Yacht Club is the Blazers, Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Suns, and Wizards. How long are you really going to be there?
I get it. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying. And if people know that's where they're staying, that's the other weird thing that they kind of said where they're going to be staying.
Yeah, that's Shams who was putting that out there. I feel like there are teams missing from this, though, because it's supposed to – no, it's 22 teams. I just suck at math.
The Wizards are staying at the Hotel 8, Super 8 down the street.
Yeah.
Same with the Cavs out, too.
Somebody actually tweeted out that the Cavs, Knicks, Bulls, Warriors are saying that I think it was a Super 8 or Motel 6. Daily entertainment, as other stuff that Shams has reported, they're going to have movie screenings, DJ sets, video games, ping pong, pool, lawn games, and players can attend other games. I mean,
whoa, you said ping pong, right?
Yes.
So ping pong requires how many people to play?
Two.
So all these activities that need more than one person to play with, you have to touch the ball and hit it back and forth, but you can't visit other people's hotel rooms. How does that make any sense?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You're going to be allowed to have contact with guys after a certain point. I believe that's after July 22nd.
Outside only.
Right. You can't go in other rooms. I don't know. Maybe they just
All meals must be eaten outside with other players after a certain time period. It's so dumb. I can't go. LeBron can't go to Anthony Davis's hotel room, but he can play ping pong with him. He can eat outside with him. He can sweat on him.
Ty, there is zero chance they're following those goddamn rules. Why do they make rules? To break them.
You make them to cover your friggin' ass. That's all it is.
Exactly.
We said to do it.
Exactly, Fry. It's just to cover them because at the end of the day, they're not following those rules.
No.
They're grown ass men, and some of them probably don't care about COVID-19. I'm not saying
mindset,
but I'm just telling you, I know how people think. Some honestly don't care.
Okay, so now you're starting to venture into a different kind of doctor where you say you know how people think. Again, please.
Oh, believe me.
You're not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, right?
Oh, believe me. Yes, I'm telling you, some people don't care.
Oh, you are? Okay, I'll make sure I put that disclaimer.
So
let me ask you guys this before we wrap things up. If you were down there, if you're involved in all this, you're a player and you have these rules, you're making millions of dollars, you're playing basketball, and you have all this other crap. Are you guys strictly following the rules or are you not?
I'm going to follow some of the rules, but not – I mean, like just Ty just said, you can't go visit someone's room, but you can play ping pong with them and touch the ball and touch your face and touch the ball and touch the face. No. Like, okay. I'm going to follow some of them, but at some point it is a little ridiculous. The rules are a little ridiculous.
So the minuscule ones that you just wouldn't think of normally, you'd have a tough time following because you're not going to think of it.
If I'm playing basketball with Anthony Davis, I can go to his room.
See, now that's one where I would say I'm not going to break that rule because, like, I'm just not going to – I don't want to deal with whatever repercussions come from that. I don't know what they are. The punishments were not drawn out, but,
fined. You have to sit out a game. You have banned. It's like you said. They put the rules in there in place to cover their own ass. I don't know if they'll actually enforce it.
There will be some – the leaving campus without notification will be one they definitely have to enforce.
But that one – yeah, but that's a rule I would follow. They want – there's a whole point of being in a bubble. I get that. I was just concerned when you brought up the hotels. Like, I just know that if they're going to allow other Disney – they're going to have other people there. So,
you are a Disney expert. That I do know.
I'll get Kev on the hotline.
Yeah, we're going to need to get a breakdown of everything.
Oh, he'll give you everything.
Does he know Epcot, though? Because I need to know more about Epcot.
He knows everything about Epcot.
I remember when I went there as a kid, I hated Epcot. But Ty, would you follow the rules to the letter of the law, or would you be like mad, a rebel without a cause?
Well, to, I think, people that make the kind of money that we do, this would be heaven. You have a room paid for. You have a private chef. You have a golf course. You have basketball courts. You get to go to NBA games for the entire day and hang out and watch your friends play. Access that you've never had before. All these NBA players can do their Black Lives Matter thing and protest the way they want to on this huge, massive platform. And you still get paid your millions of dollars to do it. And you're in Walt Disney World in Orlando, not far from the beach, which I'm sure people will probably sneak out to. Like, there's a lot – I mean, for guys like us, this sounds like heaven.
Yep.
For guys like, you know, LeBron, who make $35 million and are now confined to a hotel room as opposed to being in a place that's, like, the size of a hotel, it's probably much different for him. So
that's a good point.
For us, it sucks.
But guys
– for us, it'd be great rich guys would hate it.
Guys will sacrifice that really want to play and really want to be there.
Yeah.
I think –
like, the kids
guys,
who are fresh out of college will love it.
Yeah, I think some guys are going to – you know, teams that don't really have a shot of winning, you know, like the Wizards and Kings and all those crappy teams. Like, I don't know if some of those guys want to really be down there, but hey, they get to bring their family. At the end of the day, they don't seem like they're in that, you know, bad of an environment. Like, they're going to be getting
not
tested.
At all.
No,
this is like,
no, but I'm saying they're getting tested. Like, they're not in a lot of harm, is what I'm saying.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's college on steroids, guys. That's all it is. It's a really long spring break trip.
And I might go stay at Grand Floridian.
There's only 18 teams of, like, the 22 that get to bring their family to the bubble. Only 8 teams, so only a third of these teams. And the rest of them are going to be home in, like, 4 or 5 weeks. So you're telling me that if you can't be without your family for 4 to 5 weeks, all these NBA players have done it at some point or another.
Right.
Like, what about the guys who played for the Olympic team? They were gone for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Like,
there are definitely some guys.
You don't hear bitching about the families then.
The concern about the lifestyle has kind of, I feel like, has kind of died down a little more. And that was why, that was when we first heard, when Woj
right.
reported
they found
that
something new to be concerned about.
Right. Like when Kyrie was reportedly bringing up that crap, that's where I was like, well, now you're just
the lifestyle stuff, stupid. What are you gonna do anyway if you're at your home? You're just sitting at your home. You're not going out. You're not clubbing, dude.
Right.
It's closed down.
Yeah.
You get to go play ball. Like
I
was just saying, Nick, I think some of the rules are just so just they're guidelines. They're not like, you know, you're
there are certain things, but there are also, man, there are things that you're not going to think of, like, reflexively. Like, I touch my face. Like,
exactly.
We all do. So it's going to happen. I personally spit a lot. Now, I probably wouldn't do that if I'm on a basketball court. I'm not worried about that, but it just shit happens. So, I got your point. I was kidding about the rebel about a cause thing. You're okay, man.
I am a rebel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Anything else before
Gordon
we get
Hayward
going, fellas?
Gordon Hayward can't flick back his hair at all anymore. He can't do that.
Before we go, you have all these dates. You were talking about all these dates. When do you think they have to make a definite decision by? Because it's coming close to July.
Right now, it seems like this is a definite decision.
This is happening. Like, it's happening.
That's what it looks like right now. Yeah.
They had
they
a vote
agreed
on
it.
They agreed to
it. Oh, okay.
And
so that's why.
Yeah. That's what pissed me off about the Kyrie stuff. Because, okay, like, dude, where was this before?
Okay, that's. I'm just asking because the backlash now is like, and all these players, all this thing. I'm like, well, didn't they already come up with this is what's happening? So I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Another thing I want to impress upon people is I don't think the people who are with Kyrie in this, I do not think that it's as large of a majority. I know Woj said it's more people than he thought initially, but I really don't think it's this loud, this huge group that's going to put a stop to it. The thing to remember at the end of it is who is on the opposite side. The one person who counts for like 75 votes out of however many players in the league.
And
so
I'm assuming a lot
win.
Of other good players or star players are with LeBron. I'm guessing
because
I haven't heard.
I would think Giannis is with LeBron and probably the Bucks. I'm surprised there are so many Laker guys who are on Kyrie's
side.
That
was surprising. That's
The Avery Bradley stuff. I like his line of thinking. I get it. It's like everything he's talking about, other than not playing. I think he's making good points, but it's just that one slight detail. And I'm sure that he'll continue to work towards other stuff. And I hope he does. But anyways. Anything else, fellas, before we get rolling?
Hopefully no new Kyrie news is good news.
There was kind of some new Kyrie news just now. Theo Pinson tweeted out that the Stephen Bondi story is fake and that everyone should stop spreading it. So that's kind of a curveball in the whole story. He said that Kyrie never said that.
Wow. Well, there you go. Well, that pretty much.
Nope, he said it.
We'll see. Yeah, I don't. I don't know about that. All right, we will talk to you all again next week.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it, yeah. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be all right with it. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions, I'm just hoping for some...
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today. All right.